Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out every Sunday morning with the hope of aiming and priming our hearts as we come before the Lord with God's people. Well, this morning, I want to look at Psalm 37. This is the same chapter that was in our midweek refill with Molly and Tanner. But I want to look at two more verses in addition to the one that they looked at. And it's Psalm 37, 3 through 5. Let me read it for us as we begin our time this morning. It says this: "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act." And in these three verses, there's one word that pops out in each verse. It's trust, delight, and commit. And I just want to take a few moments to just unpack what it means, what each one of those words means in that context. And so, trust in the Lord and do good. That's what verse 3 says. And for us, as we begin to just fix our attention upon the Lord, trusting in the Lord means this: to place your full confidence in God's character, in his timing, and in his plans. It's as if we're saying personally, even if I don't see the full picture of what's ahead or what's around the corner, I believe that you do. I believe that God does. And trust isn't passive by any means. It's a steady, quiet confidence that God is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do. I'm sure many of us have maybe heard this analogy before of trusting, like when you sit in a chair, when you lean back in a chair, you don't often, I would imagine, question if that chair is going to hold you. And so therefore you lean back fully, not halfway, because you believe that it will hold you. It's that kind of trust that God actually invites us into with him, to trust in the Lord. And he simply calls us to lean into him. Verse 4 says to take delight in the Lord. And I think often this verse is maybe misunderstood. It's not a promise that God will fulfill every personal wish list that we might have, but rather it's as we delight in him, as we spend time with him in his presence, loving what he loves, our desires actually begin to reflect his heart and his desires. And then those new desires he gladly fulfills. It's about enjoying God, not just what he can do for you. Another personal application in this is like when you spend time with a good friend, you spend time with them not necessarily because of anything that they can do for you, but you spend time with them because they fill you up. That's what it means to take delight in someone. And so take delight in the Lord. Find deep joy in his presence and in his character and in his love. And finally, verse 5, this is the same verse that Molly and Tanner were talking about earlier this week. It says to commit your way to the Lord. And that word commit is to surrender, to entrust your life, your plans, your decisions to God's guidance and ultimately his will. To commit your way to the Lord is actually a daily act of faith that says, God, I trust you with my life's direction. And when we trust him, this verse says he will act. But sometimes that's not in the way that we would expect or hope, but it is always in the way that is best. And so when our way is committed to him, he ends up shaping us and growing us in his righteousness. And so today, as we gather as his people to make much of him, would we do those three things? Trust, would we delight, and would we commit? And would those be a daily commitment on our end before the Lord? Let's pray together. Lord, today I choose to trust you. And God, I pray that you would help me to commit to these things daily. Lord, help me to delight in you and to do what is good. even when we may not see the outcome or it may not feel like we hope it would feel. But God, we give you our plans. We give you our worries. We lay them down before you, entrusting them to you. And so, Lord, would you lead us in your faithfulness and in your loving kindness? And God, we praise you and magnify you for being a loving, gracious, good Father that we can trust in, that we can delight in, and that we can commit our ways to. Would you be glorified? We ask in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.